Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyar, America's right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number, 303-463-7789. Next week, we should have our 800 numbers back functioning. They've been kidnapped by MCI, I think, and WorldCom, and WillTel, and on and on and on, and LCI International, and everybody. It's taken us weeks to track down where in the world our 800 numbers went. But anyway, we'll get those next week. And I don't want to say Lord willing, because the devil's got a hold of them. I don't want to blame God for this mess. Not at all. Of course, God could squash the devil, but he lets sin go in this world so that people can choose for themselves which way they want to go, whose side they want to join. At any rate, our 800 numbers, it's lost in the inferno, but it should be coming back next week. For now, you got to call. You got to spend some money, 303-463-1707, because that number's got an open line on it. Hey, you know the facial recognition software that's in use? Now, Fresno International Airport is the latest among other airports and groups to use this, like the Palm Beach Airport, face recognition software. And this technology was really getting hit hard before 9/11 by liberals and by conservatives. And we stood out as opposed to those, to both reactionary responses to this, and said, hey, this is a good tool for law enforcement to find bad guys. It's good. You know, today's conservatives who object to this kind of technology, they should rethink their opposition. Why are they against it? Upon what principle do they stand? What biblical principle? What right is violated? If a police officer attempts to spot a wanted criminal among people walking in public, what's wrong with that? You know, some conservatives, they seem to be so cowardly. They want to be anonymous. They don't want anybody to know who they are. They're afraid of being known. I think that if they had been around for the signing of the Declaration of Independence, I think they would have refused to put their name on the paper. I really think so. I know conservatives, well, quasi-conservatives, sort of chicken conservatives, and they don't want their name known. Maybe they would have used a pseudonym. Maybe the Declaration of Independence would have been signed by men like Barney Franklin, maybe. Or how about Samuel Coors? You got to be into NFL Monday Night Football to get that one. Samuel Coors. Or how about Jefferson Hemings? Some people get that. I don't think anyone in my studio audience got that one. Oh, my wife did. Cheryl, she's pretty smart. Cheryl got that one. And today we'd probably be closing a sale by asking for a signature saying, just put your John Bangkok on this paper right here. Just sign this here. That's what we'd probably be saying if we had conservatives, the likes of the conservatives we have today, back in July 4th, 1776. So let's go to the phones. And when we get back from the phones, I want to talk about Zacharias Moussaoui's mother. You know, we were just complaining this past week about mothers of criminals and the idiotic things they say. And this woman flew in from France, and she's actually said some pretty good things about if her son is guilty, he's guilty, but she doesn't know. And then she said some pretty stupid things about the death penalty. And she said, God forgives, so why shouldn't we? So we'll talk about all that. But first, let's go to Indiana. And is this Rowan? No? Oh, CJ. Hello, CJ. How are you doing? Welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hey, thank you. Hey, I got a problem.
Yes, sir.
I got a whole classroom of kids that come up missing yesterday, and I don't know who to tell.
What happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, I was down at the local abortion clinic in Fort Wayne, and they exterminated a whole classroom of kids.
What a tragedy.
You can tell the police department, but they don't care.
What? They killed a whole classroom
of
kids.
Well, 20 of them. Well, let's see. I guess that would be...
20 kids were
killed. I
guess
that would be two-thirds of a classroom.
Well, depends on the class, of course.
Yeah, I suppose.
If underwater basket weaving in a public high school, you'd probably be maxed out at 38. But
underwater
if it was
basket weaving.
But if it was chemistry 2, you'd probably have 9 kids in there.
Yeah, you probably would.
So anyway, 20 kids were killed where?
Women's Health Organization, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Women's Health Organization, I'm writing this down, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Because we have to be able to document these war crimes. Well, I guess we're not at war.
Well, we keep a list of how many are done there on the average year.
How many kids are killed in
right.
Fort Wayne?
Yeah, there's a nice little website you can get on and find out.
Yeah, what is the website?
It's called churchofthelamb.com.
Churchofthelamb.com.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's a good little website.
All right, and you document there how many kids are killed in Fort Wayne?
Yeah, Church of the Lamb does.
All right.
Yeah, they sure do. They're a great bunch of people. Hey, and I want to know something else.
Yeah.
And maybe you guys have covered this on a show, but, you know, we make the big to-do about the 911 thing and the, you know, X amount of people that got killed there, but, hey, we exterminated that many in the United States every day. Nobody, I mean,
yeah.
You know, we sung all these nice Christian songs about it, and, you know, these guys doing, which is a good thing,
mm-hmm.
but why don't we sing about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not enough of it as far as I'm concerned. It just drives me crazy.
Right. About 3,000 people were killed in one day, and by the end of that week, there were about 15,000 babies killed.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I see at that website the number of babies killed this past Saturday, December 27th. I'm at the website you pointed out.
Yeah, that was the 27th. That was the Thursday.
Yeah.
It was yesterday, wasn't it?
Well, the 27th, yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah, I was there.
That was 20. The total number of abortions at the clinic, 810 this year so far.
Isn't that terrible?
Wow. And the number of women scheduled for abortions who have confirmed with us their decisions to carry their babies to term, 13.
Yeah, that's the work of the sidewalk counselors.
Praise the Lord. You know, we have similar numbers in Denver.
Yeah.
And so you guys aren't alone there in Fort Wayne.
Oh, no, we know.
We pro-lifers, we're all over the country, and we're fighting for these kids.
We're kind of diehards, you know.
Yeah, you're not kidding, CJ.
You got to throw us in jail, and, you know, Janet Reno's got to be on us for a few years before we'll start thinking about
That's right. CJ,
backing off.
Thank you so much for your call.
All right, man.
God bless
you. Hey, one more thing.
Okay, hold on. During the break, I'll talk to you, and we'll be right back.
Can a Christian lie without sinning? If the Nazis were at your door, is it a sin to lie to them so they don't find the family of Jews living in your attic? Was it wrong for the Hebrew midwives to lie to save the Israelite babies in Exodus chapter 1? And if that was immoral, then why did God reward them? Are Christians today nicer than God? Would the average Christian condemn Jesus if he came back today and called people names like swine, Matthew 7, or a dog, Matthew 15, or a snake or a brood of vipers, Matthew 23. Today, that would be considered unchristlike by most Christians, but he said it. And in an effort to make you more Christlike, we've put together a 6-tape audio album called Nicer Than God. It's available for $29.95. Get the information you won't receive in the average Nicer Than God church. The world we live in is an immoral, disgusting mess. The problems parents face in raising children today are enormous and growing. So to help you in your responsibility to raise godly young men and women, we at Bob Benyard Live are offering the Train Up a Child package. The first item is a 100-page book written by Michael and Debbie Pearl called To Train Up a Child. With over 300,000 copies in print, this is an invaluable resource for parents based on biblical truth, not psychobabble. And always easy to understand and clear-thinking, Pastor Bob Benyard rounds out this teaching tool. Included in the package are two sermons on child rearing delivered by Pastor Enyart to his congregation in Denver, Colorado. Order the Train Up a Child package for $14.95 and get your child on the right path.
And we are back, Bob and Enyart Live, 303-463-1707. 303-463-1707. Now, CJ, during the break, CJ told me what it was he wanted to say, and I said, CJ, tell me on the air. And he's going to berate me for something. And I, hey, CJ, could you tell me on the air?
Yeah, hey, Bob, don't be afraid to ask for money.
Really, huh?
Yeah, like I was saying, I've been running this business for 10 years, and it's if you don't ask for money, it's hard to make it.
You don't get it.
You don't get it. And, you know, I was told a long time ago by a friend that you had to be a real mean guy to be in business.
Yeah.
So I've been a real nice guy, but I should have been a real nice guy and still ask for money.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Jesus said you have not because you ask not.
Well, I've never thought of it like that.
Yeah, and it's true. You know, the thing that got to me years ago was when I first became a Christian, I remember turning on Christian radio and hearing some woman out of Denver, a woman Bible teacher, and she said she had a series on prayer on audio cassettes, two audio cassettes, and you just absolutely had to have it to have a good prayer life with God, and it was only $20. And I thought, you know, this woman, I was a young Christian, that's a quarter of a century ago, and I thought, this woman is saying, here's something you need for your relationship with God, and it cost you $20? I thought that the Word of God was free, and salvation was free, and the Holy Spirit was free, and I was disgusted by what I heard. And as I became a Christian and grew, the more I listened to Christian radio and TV, boy, did I get discouraged. So I've had this inclination against asking for money on the air, but it's really hurt. So I got to take your advice, CJ.
Well, I think it's you have to be, you know, compare you to that woman you're talking about, the $20 tape, I think you have to be honest.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you misrepresent the truth, you know, that would be repulsive to me, too.
Right.
You know, if you were trying to say something to Bob Enyart, came on air and said, hey, if you don't buy this tape, you're not going to go to heaven.
Right.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I know what you mean.
So for the years now that we have been selling our materials, Bible study tapes, videos, literature, tapes of the shows, the sermons, I've made it a point all these last 5 years now never to say that you need this, because nobody needs my teaching. They need God. They need the Word of God so they can get saved. But God has appointed teachers in the body of Christ, and there is some value that comes with a good teaching, and I pray that I have good teaching.
Well, I like the plot.
Oh, you've read the plot,
yeah,
huh?
I've read the plot, and I bought 5 copies of it.
CJ, you bought 5, and
been probably 3 years ago.
That's expensive.
Yeah, it was expensive. And half the people I had to thought I was a nut.
My board operator is saying, don't say it's expensive. Well, it's... You know,
well,
it's $29.95 today.
Well, you know what? You don't have to agree with everything in the plot, but mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I kind of compared it to reading C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity.
Oh, wow. That's,
you know, I've drawn just as much from the plot as I have from that.
That is a tremendous compliment. I read Mere Christianity when I was a young believer, and it was a great encouragement to me back then 20 years ago.
Yep,
hey, thank you, CJ.
Both good material.
I really appreciate you.
Keep her up.
All right, God bless
Bye.
You. Bye. All right, so send in the money. If you don't want to go to hell, get your checkbook out and send a check to 303-463-1707. Oh, wait a minute. You can't send a check to a phone number, at least not yet. But, okay, send it to our email. We don't care. No, really, we could use your support. And if there's anybody out there who would like to, now somebody just instant messaged me, and see, AOL says, would you like to accept? And, you know, maybe it's somebody saying they want to donate a lot of money. All right. Well, here's somebody who says they like the show and they don't like liberals, from Wichita, Kansas. Now, Wichita has that Tiller the Killer abortionist there, that late-term guy that incinerates the babies in his abortuary and does and offers these services for the baby, like a wake, like at a funeral parlor. After he kills the baby, then they wrap the baby up in a gown and they take pictures with the mother and her dead baby that she just paid a couple thousand dollars to kill. Just unbelievable. But anyway, thank you out there in Wichita. A little bit of crude language, though, in your description of liberals. Maybe a little less crude. That would be good. All right. A little less crude. Now, the audience could hear when the instant message comes in. I'm going to lower the volume there. Okay. Now, what are we going to do here? All right. Hey, you know, this week we've had global warming hype. Because it's near the end of the year, and like usual, the last 10 years, they're saying it's the hottest year on record. And so just to challenge this week's global warming hype, God dumped 7 feet of snow on Buffalo, and he's in Europe is in a deep freeze from Spain to Russia, with trains are stranded, with 1,000 people or more stranded with no food. You know, hopefully everybody's all right. Hey, I got a sorry out of Wichita. Okay, you're forgiven. I got a sorry. That was nice. For the crude language on the instant message. And I agree with the sentiment about liberals, but just a little, you know, we be a little more dignified. Okay, so anyway, New York called out the National Guard to help Buffalo dig out from 7 feet of snow this week. Imagine 7 feet of snow in a major city. Doug McBurney, that's his hometown of Buffalo. Doug co-hosts with me on Thursdays. And the county, Erie County, declared a state of emergency. That's Erie for you. And the heavy snow is still falling today, Friday. And the mayor's office said basically the city is shut down. The international airport there was closed. I didn't know Buffalo had an international airport, but they do. All right. So anyway, so much for the global warming hype. As the frost line creeps slowly southward, so that you used to be able to grow fruit in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, that today is freezing a good way down the Florida coastline. And it never used to. Never happened before. Never used to freeze. Hey, we haven't done any war news in a while. So let's just mention real quickly that we're about done in Tora Bora. But a few days ago, we started offering incentives to get Afghan forces to be a bit more aggressive in searching the caves in Tora Bora in the White Mountains. And so anyway, it sounds like we're about ready to leave, and we've gotten a lot of good information, now, some out of the caves, but mostly out of the homes that are in Kandahar and Kabul and elsewhere that used to be occupied by Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. But what a senior military official told UPI was that they were looking for the right mix of incentives to get the Afghan forces to go into those caves. And we were thinking, you know, we're just a radio show out of Denver, Colorado, and KGov and a number of other affiliates like WRSB and WHME and WASB and WACE and WMJQ. In IRN, but we had a suggestion. If you want to offer them the right mix of incentives, why don't you go for shoes, MREs, and goats? That might do it. And maybe we'll donate some grass to the Department of Agriculture out there. And maybe they'll go for it. I'd say, you know, we were talking about this in all the war footage we've seen. Where are the trees in Afghanistan? Would somebody send them a tree? We should, hey, we need money to fund this show. What we should do. Oh, no, I got an instant message from Giggleflower. Who in the world could that be? Well, and we'll get to the phones in a moment. Our number 303-463-7789. But we should set up a website, treesforafghanistan.com, where people could donate. For every 10 bucks, we plant a tree. No, that's not enough. 50 bucks. I'll send my son over. He'll plant them. He'll get 30 for every tree. How's that? Somebody go ask him if he'd do that. Okay. Anyway, treesforafghanistan.com. Maybe that's how we could raise our money. All right. Okay, now Giggleflower writes... Okay, that's... all right. This is the previous instant message person from Wichita. This person is related to that person by marriage. And Giggleflower, what a handle. Giggleflower says, sorry for my husband with the crude language from Wichita. He just really hates liberals. You don't have to say anything on the radio about this. Just wanted to apologize. Giggleflower, it's too late. If you're going to tell me not to mention it on the radio, you got to put the at the top, not at the bottom. Anyway, let's go to the phones in Kansas. Dave, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Howdy. Doing well.
The Giggleflower, could you, I was just wondering if they could message back if they're listening on the radio or if they're listening on the internet.
Oh.
Maybe on the air there, possibly.
Well, let me ask, are you listening? Well, they just heard you, probably.
Probably, yeah.
On radio or on the web?
And the global warming deal. I just read, it was either Fox News or Drudge or somewhere, some weather gurus were discussing, you know, what's causing all this these terrible snows. Like, Europe's just buried in snow as well as Buffalo and everywhere else.
Right.
And guess what they claim is causing it?
What?
Global warming.
Global warming. Yeah, you know, they always have it both ways.
Global warming is causing the snow.
They've always done that. Even when it's been cold, even when we've had these terrible cold spells,
mm-hmm.
sometimes in the winter, they say, well, really, it's a result of global warming, because global warming puts more moisture in the air, and then that blocks the sun, and so then it gets colder.
Yeah, that's what they were basically claiming, is it's going to cause all sorts of weather extremes. Well, if it causes as many colds as it does warm, so what?
That's the whole point of the ecosystem that God invented.
Bingo.
God created so it would be balanced. So even though mankind is so messed up, we'd have a real hard time changing the weather if we tried.
Oh, yeah. Mount St. Helens did far more damage in a week than we could possibly do in our entire history.
Very, right, good point. By the way, Giggleflower, FLWR, says they're listening on the web.
Ah, okay, all right. You don't know if you're on in Indianapolis anywhere, do you?
Well, I'm sure we are not.
Ah, okay.
But certainly we'd like to be. We have a lot of friends in Indianapolis.
And my pastor moved there, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
from Kansas to Indianapolis.
Kansas,
huh?
To Indianapolis, yeah.
Well, if any of our friends in Indianapolis want to put together a list of radio stations and maybe even call some of them and investigate for us, we'd appreciate that. All right.
Hey, you take care.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
The call. Okay. Now, hey, our phone number, 303-463-7789 or 463-1707. Be back right after this.
All lines are busy at this time. For updated information on Bob's national tour and ShadowGov demonstrations, press 1. For Bob's mailing address, press 2. And if you're an atheist, an anarchist, an evolutionist, a humanist, a communist, a socialist, a garden variety, sodomite, a Democrat, or a transgendered freak of nature, press 3. If you're ordering by credit card, please leave your name and phone number, and your call will be returned.
You must be them Inyok people. Well, I'm not like any of those things that I just heard in that list of things he just said. I'm not an evolutionist or nothing like that. But I would just want to know if you're the guy I've seen on Politically Incorrect. Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to tell you that I think you guys rock. You guys are really cool, and you need to keep...
garden variety sodomite and a transgendered freak of nature, and I'd really love a call back from Bob Inyart. So if you could give me a buzz, my name's Cody Lightholt. My phone number is 7. I'd really appreciate being straightened out because I'm sick of being a dirty fag. So thanks a bunch, Bobby. Talk to you later.
Hey, Mr. Inyart, I have actually viewed your website, and then I saw you on Politically Incorrect 3 times, and, well, I don't know what to say about you. All I can say is that I had an uncle that died of AIDS. I'm sure you refer to it as the gay plague. All I can say is that the majority of gays in this country are better people than you. Better than you? Or any other thing that you could ever be. I hate you, and I wish you had cancer.
I have never in my life heard such a hypocrite as this Bob Inyart. How in the world do you dare put him on the air? How can he judge anybody? He is terrible. You ought to be ashamed to even have him walking around.
Hey, Bob, I'm drunk. And guess what? God ain't gonna help me on this one. Take a guess of what I'm drinking. I'm drinking some vodka and some strawberry crush, buddy. Let me tell you what. I bet you're against too, right? Yeah, let me tell you something. Oh, yeah, and juice, too. Guess what, Bob Inyart? I'll tell you something. Bob Inyart, guess what? I'm really seriously drunk, but anyhow. Check it out, though. So, I'm a garden variety sodomite. Bob Inyart. Check my Bob.
And we are back, Bob Inyart Live, 303-463-7789. Hey, we've got neat things going on the emails here. I tell you, there's this effort around the country to get this show on local affiliates. And I really appreciate that effort. It's pretty dramatic. Let me tell you something we want to do on Monday night. We want to play for you a clip from our archives from 1992 when Bob Inyart Live was only on radio in Denver, Colorado on a dinky little radio station. You know, for about a year and a half, I announced Bob Inyart Live, or back then we called it Speak Your Mind with Bob Inyart, but from high atop the KQXI towers. That's how we, and it was 1550 AM. It's as far right wing as you could get on the radio dial. 1550, most people don't know radios go that high. 1550 AM. You know, the lower on the dial, the better the signal. And the further it goes, the higher quality normally. The further to the right, the higher on the dial, just a lousy signal. So anyway, when I went on that station, and others like it in my early radio days, we would offer Amy Grant. I remember offering Amy Grant concert tickets. It was my first day on the air, I think, first one or two days, to the third caller. And back then, Amy Grant, that was a hot commodity to get concert tickets here in Denver. Nobody called. We didn't get one call. Never mind the third caller. I think we gave the tickets to the receptionist. Nobody called. So, but I used to say, Bob Inyart from high atop the KQXI towers. And the funny thing is that radio station was in a trailer that was next to a sewage treatment plant. It was just absurd. And one show, and next to the sewage treatment plant was an animal control facility. And one time a pig got loose. I mean a big pig, a hog, and, you know, a kind of animal that weighs maybe a few hundred pounds or more. And it came, across the sewage treatment plant to our trailer, and I was afraid if it rammed it, it might knock us over. But anyway, the studio window was open, and the pig was outside the window, so I disconnected my mic and hung it down out the window and almost into the pig's mouth. And you never heard better quality oinking and snorting in your entire life than that pig live on the radio. But I got a little bit of audio that I'd like to play for you from November 5th, 1992. Now, this show, right before we went on the air, we faxed something from the radio station to Pat Schroeder's office. Now, Pat Schroeder was a U.S. representative out of Denver for forever, for 25 years or whatever, for a long time. And she's a pro-abort, pro-homosexual, pro-evolution, liberal, socialist, filth. And she's still alive, but she's retired from Congress. At any rate, I brought into the office, into the radio station, something that sort of looked pornographic. It was a drawing of a naked man, but just of his, from his hips to just below his waist. And it really looked bad. Now, where did I get that from? I got it from a parent who sent their kids to Jefferson County schools. And in a fourth grade, I think it was fourth grade. I have to listen to the tape to remember. But a fourth grade classroom, the teacher handed out these drawings of this naked man, just his crotch, to girls and boys in a fourth grade in Jefferson County schools. And they sat in groups of two boys and two girls. And the teacher told the kids to color them in. And when the parent got a hold of this, and the parent wasn't supposed to see one of these, this just got home by accident. The parent was irate. And that parent was the luckiest parent in Jefferson County because they found out that the school district wanted to destroy their kids that day. Most parents don't find that out in one day. So anyway, I figured, well, if the school is handing these to boys and girls in the fourth grade, then Pat Schroeder would want to know about it. Of course, she'd be completely supportive. But so I went to the radio station, and I went to a guy who was working there, Phil Davis. Now, Phil Davis was our coffee man in Denver on TV for a couple of years. He brought me my coffee night after night live on the air. He's pretty funny. But I gave it to Phil Davis, and I said, Phil, here's Pat Schroeder's, Representative Schroeder's office fax number. Please fax this right to her, and we're going on the air in 1 minute. And he said, okay, I'll fax this. And he looked at it, and he said, wow, what are you doing? We're going to go to jail. You can't fax this. What are you, crazy, Bob? What are you going to fax this for? This is disgusting. And I said, Phil, I'll explain it later. Just fax it to Pat Schroeder. And he said, she's a government official. If I fax this to her, I'll go to jail. I said, I'll take responsibility, Phil. Just fax it to her. And he said, I'm not going to fax it to her. So I'm going on the air now in 40 seconds. Put it in the fax machine. I press the button and hit send, and it's dialing, and I'm walking in the studio, and it's going through the fax machine. And we wrote on the bottom of the picture, I wrote, Dear Pat, please color this in and then give me a call. Thanks, Bob Enyart, KQXI Radio, and with our phone number, the on-air line. So I just sit down in the studio and start to open the show, and the phone rings, and it's some worker at Pat Schroeder's office. I think his name was Kip. Kip is on the phone, and Kip is really mad. And he wants to know, he's just beside himself, and he wants to know, who sent this to us? Did you? And you could tell that he said, I just want to confirm that you sent this to us. And he wants to call the police and charged me with, you know, making an obscene phone call to a congresswoman's office. over the fax lines. So he was really angry. So, and he just got the information he wanted. And just before he hung up, I explained to him where we got the picture from. And you could tell that that sort of deflated his anger, because what he thought was pornographic at one moment, that was a crime being sent from a radio station to a governing official, was so despicable and obscene and enraged him, then all of a sudden it's being given to girls and boys in the fourth grade. Oh, that's perfectly acceptable. Kip, just in case you're listening somehow out there in the world, you're a blithering idiot. You're a moron. You're a piece of human waste. What an idiot. These liberals get me so angry. They get me so angry that they show sexual immorality to our kids as though it's proper and good and right. And they try to desensitize children at the youngest ages. And they put them together, boys and girls, and get them talking from as young as could be about sex. I just hate them. I hate them for doing that. It's so despicable. All right. But I do love them enough to warn them to repent and to turn toward Jesus Christ before Judgment Day, because otherwise they're in big trouble. All right, so Monday night. Monday night we'll play the clip from the archive when Pat Schroeder's office worker, Kip, called in. All right. Now, hey, I wanted to talk about Zacharias Moussaoui. His mother flew in from France because her son is standing, he's been indicted for terrorism and conspiring with Osama bin Laden to kill people on September 11th. And just this week, we've said that mothers, when they're quoted in the media about their kids, they're so pitiful. And no matter how much evidence against them, they say, oh, he's innocent. He's such a good kid. He would never do this. And this mother, she obviously loves her son. And she's also obviously messed up in her thinking. But at least she said she doesn't know. When they ask her, does he know terrorists? She says, I don't know. It's up to the U.S. government to prove his guilt. If he's guilty, then they'll have to prove it. That was pretty good. That was good. But then she was asked by Fox News, they have such a naive way of asking questions there, about the death penalty. And she said, well, God forgives, so why shouldn't we? When we come back, we'll answer her.
Some people believe that Christians can speak in tongues. Some people believe that speaking in tongues has passed away. Are we saved by grace alone, or are there works involved? Some people believe that miracles are happening today. Others don't. How can all these disagreements come from the Bible if it's the inspired Word of God? Is there an answer to all these questions? In his book, The Plot, Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church, shows you the one Bible verse that solves all the apparent contradictions. Think that one verse can't solve these complex problems? Get The Plot today, and if you're not convinced, we will refund your money. Order The Plot for $29.95. Does God want the government to execute criminals? The Old Testament supports the death penalty, but now we are to turn the other cheek, right? The New Testament material concerning the death penalty starts in Matthew and continues through all the Gospels, Acts and Romans. It goes all through to Revelation. God and the Death Penalty is the video we've produced to arm you with the New Testament support for executing criminals. If the death penalty is immoral, then what does that say of God the Father demanding that Jesus Christ die on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins? God and the Death Penalty, a two-hour video exploring the biblical support of the death penalty, is available for $24.95 by calling 1-888-8-ENYART. Bob Enyart Live is back on the air, but to stay on the air and grow, we need to hear from you. We offer many products with Bob's insightful and unique biblical perspective. If you appreciate Bob's ministry, let us know by writing us at Bob Enyart Live, P.O. Box 583, Arvada, Colorado 80001, or go online to kgov.com.
We're back. Bob and Yurt Live, 303-463-7789. So Musawi's mother, she has a son who's a terrorist learning how to fly a 747 when he can't fly a Cessna. He hardly knows the first thing about flying, and he's paying $19,000 to learn how to fly a 747. And he's a terrorist. And he was funded by the same guy in Germany who was sending money to the other terrorists. He's a terrorist. And his mother says about the death penalty, she's against the death penalty. And since God forgives, why shouldn't we? Well, Mrs. Musawi, God only forgives those who become Christians. That's for starters. He only forgives those who repent. He only forgives those who ask for forgiveness. He does not forgive the unrepentant. They go to hell. He sends those people to hell. And right now, you and your son qualify as the unrepentant. You need to be a Christian. You need to believe in Jesus Christ. You need to ask him to forgive your sins, whatever they may be. And your son needs to ask for forgiveness from those that he has injured, those that he attempted to injure, and from God. Now, God forgives when people ask for forgiveness. But, Mrs. Musawi, you do not have standing to forgive someone who murders your neighbor. Think about that. If somebody owes you $10, you could forgive the debt and tell them, you know what, you're having a rough time, you don't owe me $10 anymore. But if somebody owes your neighbor $10, you don't have the standing to forgive that debt. You can only forgive the debt owed to you. So if somebody murders your neighbor, you can't forgive that person. You can't do it. They didn't murder you. If your neighbor was your friend and they've taken away your friend and they come to you and say, please forgive me, you could forgive him for taking away your friend. But you can't forgive him for the crime of murder. Only God and the murder victim can forgive that guy of that crime. Only those two. And think about somebody on the plane that crashed into the Pentagon. Think about a Christian on that plane. Let's say his name was Danny. Christian Danny on the plane that crashed into the Pentagon, and now he's in heaven. Do you think Danny is forgiving of the terrorist who killed him, or do you think now that he's in heaven, he's seeking vengeance? That's my question. I'm going to present that question to the audience. We'll see how smart of an audience we have. Call in. If you think you know the answer to that, call us 303-463-7789. That's 303-463-7789. And I'd like to know if Danny is a Christian on the plane that crashed into the Pentagon. And so he was killed by terrorists. In fact, the guy piloting that plane was at another Pan Am flight school in Phoenix, and he could hardly speak English. He spoke English well enough to get by at a community college in an English class. But we have kids graduating, American kids graduating from high schools. English is their mother tongue, and they can't read or write. So figure that out. Anyway, Pan Am said he couldn't speak English well enough to fly in the United States and to get a license. And the FAA just blew that opportunity to investigate this guy. But so what's the answer to that question? If Danny is killed by terrorists on the plane that crashes into the Pentagon, and now he's in heaven, is he forgiving the terrorists, or does he want vengeance? Which is it? Right? Let's go to Rochester, New York. Line one, Dr. Wilson, you're on Bob and Yurt Live.
Not Wilson, Wolf.
Dr. Wolf, I'm sorry, my call screener got that wrong.
Yeah, well, he better straighten out or I won't forgive him.
Yeah.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing so great. It's such an honor to get a call from a talk show host.
Well, I think the guy in heaven, Bob, he's obviously forgiving because you don't have any hate or animosity in heaven, and to tell the truth, so does the Lord forgive him, but there's justice that has to be meted out. Now, the best thing that that killer can get is salvation so he can go to heaven.
That's right.
But there's a judgment meted out that God has laid out whether you're a Christian or not.
That's right. And the pilots, the terrorist pilots, they were killed, and they didn't have any time afterward to reflect and then to convert to Christianity, so they're probably in hell right now, we could assume pretty safely. But Dr. Wolf, let me give you a Bible verse.
Yes, sir.
Revelation 6:10. This is when you recall when Jesus opened the fifth seal, and he saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God,
yeah,
and for the testimony which they held. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, until you avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?"
Right. But it doesn't mean they're not forgiving or they're forgiving, and of course we're not going to get into debate. It means that God, as I said earlier, will mete out judgment. Judgment must come. And the killers can be forgiven. They can be saved.
Well,
they go to heaven.
If they die...
It's only, you know, the thing is, the people in heaven, they're up there and they're not tantalized in heaven hoping that somebody will be punished. I mean, they just know that God's, you know, what is it? God's judgments are righteous and true.
Right. You know, it says in the Psalms that the righteous rejoice when they see the vengeance of God. On Judgment Day, when God brings his vengeance, wrath, and terror against the wicked and sends them to hell, he's sending them to hell in vengeance. He's angry. It's just like if someone were to hurt one of my kids. Now, I love my kids.
Right.
And if somebody were to hurt one of them, I'd be really angry. And if they didn't repent, and if they didn't say they're sorry, I would be angry.
You're right.
And God is a more righteous and loving father than I
am. But your question, Bobby, was when the guy's in heaven, the one he killed, is he willing to forgive? And I believe that forgiveness is a part of us. But as far as vengeance or judgment of God, he's not asking that the guy in heaven, say, the one that got killed.
Yeah, right.
He's not saying, God, don't. Everybody, you know, so many people today talk about the loving God.
Right.
He wouldn't send anybody to hell. Well, we got penitentiaries here. He's got a penitentiary there. So you're right. We're on the same page.
You're right.
You can't say, oh, forgive him. And what the people who say, forgive him or forgive my son, they're really saying, don't make him pay for what his judgment is. But God says you have to.
Right. Only if they repent, then every person in heaven will rejoice.
Yeah.
And they want to forgive, but if they don't repent, then let God bring his vengeance.
You're beautiful.
Amen.
Bob, we really enjoy your program. We're going to have you back on our program at 3 o'clock Eastern time again very soon, probably
after
the first of the year. And we appreciate your program. I get comments and folks, and I don't like some of them.
Uh-oh.
Well, some have said they like your program in the place where my program was. They like it.
Oh, no, that's terrible, Dr. Wolf.
Yeah, they're actually doing that, Bob.
Oh, no, I thought when you said you get comments and you don't like them, I thought you meant the people.
The people are glad that you're there, and they don't even mind that you're taking my place.
Oh, that's terrible.
But Bob, I do follow you, though.
Yeah, so I want to do my best to get more of an audience for your show.
Oh, I'm sure you are, and I bet that. And then we have Chuck Christmeyer, who's on after me,
mm-hmm.
out here. So, and then we got Alex Jones after that. So we got a real.
And on Information Radio Network, we got Larry Bates building up. You know, we're building one another's shows.
Yes, Larry Bates, a great man. We've worked with him for a good number of years now, and I also heard you the other day. I was going to call you, and I wrote the number down. I don't know where I put it, but we're both on WACE out in Chicopee.
Yeah, that's outside of Springfield, Massachusetts.
Right.
That's
exciting.
And I preached
in the church there many times, and
you
fellow have. Who works with HCJB now. It's one of my men, my song leader, in our Gates Baptist Temple here in Rochester, was out there just this last weekend, and he said he went up like to Sturbridge Village, 30, 40 miles away, and he said he heard it all the way up there, so it's all over the place out there. It's a good station.
It's a good signal.
And we're honored to be on, and actually, I don't know when they put us on, except I do know that we're on at 4 o'clock in the morning, and a nurse, a male nurse that listens, just kind of got his heart right with the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, that's great, Dr. Wolf. Thank you so much for calling in.
God bless you, buddy.
Appreciate that call. And, hey, Musawi's mother also said, well, if we make a mistake and we execute a criminal, then we might regret it. Well, we regret not killing criminals. Ma'am, you might regret killing the wrong criminal. That would be regrettable. And I regret not killing murderers. That's who I regret. So let's match our regrets. See who regrets more. God says that he says, do you profane me keeping people alive who should not live? God said that. Now, I know Damon in South Bend wants to know, is that in the Old Testament or the New Testament? Because anything God said in the Old Testament is disqualified. Because God went to counseling in the intertestament period, and now he's better. But God said in the Bible, do not profane me keeping people alive who should not live. Hey, you know, with India and Pakistan going at it, India is worried that their Taj Mahal might be targeted from the air by Pakistani aircraft, and so they're covering it in dark cloth to camouflage it. Now, the Taj Mahal, that's someplace I want to take my wife Cheryl. We've seen some places in the world so far, but we haven't been to India, and that Taj Mahal, that's one of the 8 wonders of the world. They built that in the 1600s, and totally of white marble. It's this huge, gorgeous building. It took 22 years and 22,000 workers to make it. And now, one homosexual decorator to cover it up with cloth. No. No, that's some other guy. He covers up like small islands and all in pink cloth. No, they're covering this up with dark cloth to protect it from terrorists. Hey, and did you hear about the planned terrorist attack on the USS Carl Vinson in Singapore this month? And thanks to the intelligence we've gathered out of Afghanistan, you know, those Al-Qaeda homes that we've now taken over? Well, we were able to make a raid on an Al-Qaeda cell in Singapore, arrested 12 terrorists, and stopped the attack on the USS Carl Vinson. This is Bob Enyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.